سورة لقمان verse number 34. Verily Allah with him alone is the knowledge of the hour, the knowledge of the Qiyamah. He sends down the rain and knows that which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knower, all aware of things. Now here Raza Khan Barelvi is contradicting this ayat. He says that all these five things were given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khalas al-Aitiqad, page 53. And then on page 52, 53 and plus page 112 of Ja al-Haq, the same quote is quoted in three different places. Yani haq mazhab ye hai ki jo ek jamaat ulama ne farmaya ki Allah azza wa jal hamare nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko duniya se na le gaya yahan tak ki jo kuch huzur se makhfi raha ان سب کا علم حضور کو عطا فرمایا. ہاں بعض علوم کی نسبت حضور کو حکم دیا کہ کسی کو نہ بتائیں اور بعض کو بتانے کا حکم دیا. Now he is saying here that پانچوں غیبوں کا بھی علم عطا ہو گیا مگر ان کو چھپانے کا حکم دیا تھا. These five things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none has these knowledge of these five things. Raza Khan Barelvi said even these was given. So Raza Khan Barelvi with his akidah, he is refuting the Quran, contradicting the Quran. He is here not believing in the clear verses of the Quran. Khalis al-Aitiqad, he says, koi ghair khuda nahi janta ki qiyamat kab aayegi siwa uske pasandida rasoolon ke, Allah unhe jis ghaib par chahe itla deta hai. Yani waqt qiyamat ka ilm bhi un par band nahi. So now inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'a, he says this was given as well. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no, and Raza Khan Barelvi says yes. Khalas al-Aitiqad, page 50, and Ja al-Haq, page 111, 112, is saying that Rasulullah did not left the world until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all the knowledge of the unseen, all the knowledge. Prophet was given all the knowledge. Now when was this given? They have no proof from the Quran and Hadith. And Quran and Hadith says none has the knowledge of the ghaib, and Raza Khani standard belief in their books, which Sunni Muslim is deliberately avoiding and deliberately hiding his akidah. This is why I wanted to see him face to face. They always hide their true akidah. Here they believe that our Prophet knew everything. Prophet knew everything, he says. So my time is up, and I have time for namaz, so I have to go for salat.
Okay, we will pause here. But before you go, Talibul Ilm, if anyone wishes to speak in Arabic or or any other language, be that Farsi or Urdu or any other language, you have to fully translate the quote into English. Only the Quranic verses you can say in Arabic without having to translate. Okay? But even that you should translate for the benefit of the listeners. There were many verses that you quoted in Urdu that you did not do a complete translation into the English language. And for the people that are listening, it is unfair and undue. And plus, there were some things lost in translation as well. So the rule from now on is, if you quote, for example, "Aapka muh kala hai," you have to translate that exact statement into English. So what did I say? "Aapka muh kala hai," your face is black. That's how you have to translate that into English. Okay? Not your face only, or you are black, or whatever. The full statement has to be translated, word for word. Or else it will be very difficult for people to follow, and it's very easy to misconstrue what is being said. Thank you. We will now pause, unless H. Adam is in the room, and would like to continue. I have undaunted Brother H. Adam, so he can... If he's in the room, press 1. Brother H. Adam, would you like to continue? On behalf of Brother Talib al-Ilm. Okay, so we will wait, inshallah. Pastor Onomatopoeia, if you could summarize for the room what has continued so far, that would be good. And if that's not possible, I suggest we have two transcribers who can summarize the debate as it's happening and maybe have that posted on the text. Not the actual debate itself transcribed, but in a summarized way, the outline of what is being discussed. Maybe that is an option that can be considered.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the meantime, while waiting, not to keep the people. Right, mic is...
Okay, sorry to dot you, Brother H. Adam. The room has been undotted for everyone, and because... Pastor, have you paused the recording? The recording should be paused. And people are allowed to discuss, and they should discuss what has been spoken about on the mic. Exchange your ideas, criticisms, etc. Please do not insult one another. I know there are people from both camps here. Do not insult one another. Maintain the adab of a Muslim. Okay, and do not insult. Anybody who insults in this time, I would call the admins to either bounce or dot them as they see fit. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is my voice okay? Hello? Okay, my voice is okay. Okay, Brother Sunni going to take a break now because he was done the debate. So, mashallah, that's all I can say, you know. Alhamdulillah, people can see the real face. People can see the real face, alhamdulillah. They've been hiding for so long, but I think now the real face is coming. The burqa is going off, I guess. Alhamdulillah. That's all, you know, that's all I can say. And one is saying you debate, the other one is saying no, you debate. I don't mention any name, okay? Admins, please remember that I didn't mention any name. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, and I'm not, and I will never do that, inshallah. But that's all I can say, brothers from the Muslim. May Allah give you more knowledge and ilm and amal, and give barakah in your ilm and amal, mashallah, and give you a long life. Great, brother. The way you are debating, it's you rule, man. The mic is free.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair, ya muslimin wa muslimat. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome everyone to the room. For those who have just entered, we are having an exchange of ideas, a discourse, a very, very rare discourse, a debate, if you want to put it that way, between a Diobandi scholar and apparently a Barilwi scholar by the name of Sunni Muslim 2007, and of course the person from the Diobandi side, Talib al-Ilm, who has just... gone off for a bit to perform, for him to return and to continue the discussion. The topic which is being discussed is, I believe, an issue pertaining to Aqidah, and it is on the subject of whether the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ilm ghaib or not, and to what extent, etc. So that is the topic, and we are still on it. And at this particular moment, we are pausing for Talib al-Ilm to perform his salah. And you are all very much welcome to remain with us. And yeah, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the very, very rare discourse. Next on mic.
Assalamu alaikum to all brothers and sisters. Congratulations, Sunni Muslim. I'm still here, you know, from the very, very first world. The thing is that I request to admin of this room, please bring the people, the equal people. Sunni Muslim like the 100 kg and Talib al-Ilm is like a 5 kg. They are not equal because Sunni Muslim is a very, very knowledgeable person. He quoting references from Quran, from Hadith, from Aslaf, from Shaykhain. And Talib al-Ilm, answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me. What does it mean? Answer me, answer me, answer me. So please bring us some, I think Diobans don't have any muzakkar, you know, they don't have any man. So bring some knowledgeable Diobandi people for the discussion in this room. Because Sunni Muslim are quoting the references and this guy is still reasoning. Answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me. His, you know, his questions like the kids questioning from the teacher. What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? We are doing here for munazara, for debate. So we need some knowledgeable Diobandis in this room for this. We are proud to Sunni Muslim brother. We are proud to be. And Talib al-Ilm is not equal to our Sunni Muslim brother. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your considerations. And congratulations, Sunni Muslim family.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Basically, it's very simple. It's only وَعِنْدَهُمَا the ayah that was mentioned of Surah Al-Luqman, the last ayah of the Quran, of the Surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the condition of the five things of ghaib, and very clearly that was mentioned in the book of Raza Khan, that these are the five things in the book that Allah says Allah knows. وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. This situation that Raza Khan has mentioned in his book openly, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given that knowledge which Talib al-Ilm had translated, and he will give the reference of it as well. And he also mentioned very clearly for all those to understand that Raza Khan said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave this world until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up all knowledge of all the unseen to him. Everything that was hidden, he was told of what was in the past, present, and in the future. He was known to have knowledge of everything. So this is their belief, and this is the point he's harping upon. But unfortunately, certain people don't want to... The point is not saying what is Quran and Hadith. He said he wants to bring what is the statement of the Diobandi and the Barelvi. He must say what Raza Ahmad Khan had actually said, yes or no. That is the point. They don't want to see. They want to play with words and show some beautiful things. And this is all. So, he said so. If this is the belief, Allahu Akbar Kabira, that every knowledge, and then all the knowledge of everything of the world, then Sunni Muslim must say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew everything, not certain knowledge which everybody agrees upon. Let us speak of the knowledge of everything, what is the belief of the followers of the Raza Academy. So inshallah, aage dekhenge kya hota hai inshallah.
I have not agreed. I want you to say, do you agree that Raza Ahmed Khan said those things in his books, Ja'al Haq, on page 112 or whatever? See? No, it is mentioned in the book of Raza Ahmed Khan. Yes. This is the situation. It's not his book. Now it won't be his book, it will be... You're going to deny it openly for us that this is not the belief and it is wrong, because I will show you on Ya Nabi weapon, Ya Nabi weapon.
Ronin, could you hold on for a second? I believe it's still H. Adams' mic. Someone jumped. So, yeah, Sheikh, your mic. Ronin, you shall go after H. Adams. One, hold on. Ronin will go before you. It's H. Adams' mic. Right, maybe H. Adams is not here or doing something. So I shall pass the mic to Ronin 300. Your mic.
Sorry about that. I think H. Adam just jumped out. Sorry. How can he even address the Prophet in the kind in admin, pastor, whoever it is? Can you bounce poopy pants, please? He keeps sending him a nudge and disturbing me.
Yes, to all my Sunni Arab brothers and the Sunni brothers from the other parts of the world, inshallah, today you will see the face of the Deoband, because they come to you and they say, we are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you and we also follow the four schools of fiqh, and you know we are even in a tariqa, which not all the Deobandis know that they also have a tariqa in it. I mean Qadri, Chishti, you know. So the point is clear. Alhamdulillah, as Brother Sunni Muslim said, that Allah has the knowledge of unseen, and He gave it to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much He wants to, you know. And it's, of course, it's not equal to Allah, astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah, ma'adallah. The point is very clear, alhamdulillah. And the Deobandis are completely denying that Allah gave any knowledge to His blood Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are completely denying it. That's why He's bringing all those ayahs. He only brought one ayah. So, but, I was wondering that they are denying the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how Qasim Namatwi, when he was dead in the grave, he knew that two students in Deobands are fighting, and he came from the grave to be a judge between them. He came from the grave and he said, no, don't fight. You both are the brother, you know. How come he knew when he was in the grave? He was dead. Allahu Akbar. He has the knowledge of unseen, you know, because he was in the grave. He was dead. So, but... they do admit the knowledge for their own scholar, but denied the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, great debate. That's not ilmi ghaib. Okay, so what is it? Tell me, when Namatwi was in his grave, dead, gone, how did he find it out that two students are fighting in Deoband, and he came with his body? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And they talk about omnipresent, Allahu Akbar. He came from the grave with his body and said, do not fight. Allahu Akbar. He's dead, he's gone. How Ashraf Ali Thanvi, his dada, used to bring laddu, sweets from, you know, for Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Well, you know, he was dead. How did he find this out that Thanvi is so hungry to eat laddu? Allahu Akbar. Answer it, please. Anyone? No? How did Gangohi Sahib knew that this water is not good? Like, oh, that's karama. Oh, well, wow. Karama after dead? He was dead. He was in the grave. He was not living anymore. Gangohi, Allahu Akbar. You know what he said? He said, one of his students said, it's written in the book, that I'm afraid to sit with my Shaykh Gangohi, because when I sit with him, he finds out the intentions. He finds out my intentions from my heart every time I sit with him. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sit with him. Is this, still a karama? A man, a wali, does he have a power on his karama? Like whenever he wants to do, he can just do it? Is this your aqidah? Big drama. Yes, brother Sahiljan. Big drama. Big drama. Everything is shirk if you say it about Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but when it comes to their own scholar, everything is tawheed. Allahu Akbar. Then they can come out of the grave, they can bring blood to, and they can come out of the grave and...
Inshallah, I'll remove the dot, whoever dotted you. because basically there's a queue on mic, so let people rotate, and inshallah I will invite that person away. And there's a debate going on at the moment. I urge everyone to, despite your emotions and sentimentality, to remain and have adab, and do not come out with silly statements and childish statements. Okay. And people, once they die, they don't come back to life, you know. Rev 786, what happened is there was a debate in the room between two people, for the people that have just entered, and the whole room was dotted, actually. Right? And now it's a breather for people just to speak what they want to speak. So inshallah, the mic is free. Speak for 2 minutes and keep it. There's like five hands up. Give everyone a chance. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to all. Actually, we don't need to personal attack on each other. We have to do proof. I have 83 ahadith with the on ilm al-ghayb with the references in which, like first hadith from Sunan al-Tirmidhi, hadith 3708. In which from narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and in which Muhammad peace be upon him predict about Usman bin Affan, he should be killed. And secondly, the hadith, actually I can't explain all hadith in English, that's the problem with me. Actually I have all hadith in Urdu. And the secondly, the hadith from the Sahih Muslim, and hadith 27320 is narrated from Abu Sayyid Khudri, and in which messenger predict about the Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, he should be killed by the rebellions. So secondly, Azim, can I allow to the one, you know, Tarak about in Urdu language to my brothers, because I have Arabic and Urdu. If you people allow me to speak. Okay, brothers, in Qazi Behzadi غیب کی تعریف کرنے کے بعد اس کو دو قسموں کی طرف تقسیم کرتے ہوئے فرماتے ہیں وہو قسمان قسم لا دلیل علیہ وہو المعانی بقولہ تعالی وعندہ مفاتح الغیب لا يعلمها الا هو وقسم نصیب علیہ دلیل تفسیر بیزادی 818/1. یعنی غیب کی دو قسمیں ہیں. نمبر ایک وہ غیب جس کے حصول پر کوئی دلیل نہ ہو, یعنی کسی سے حاصل نہ ہو سکے, اور وہ اللہ کا علم ہے اس آیت کریمہ سے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے ہاں غیب کی چابیاں ہیں, اس کے سوا اس کوئی اس کو نہیں جانتا کیونکہ اس کے حصول کا کوئی ذریعہ نہیں. اور دوسری قسم وہ غیب ہے جس پر دلیل موجود ہو اور اس کے ذریعے وہ حاصل ہو سکے, جیسے وحی کے ذریعے نبی کے لیے اور کشف و الہام کے ذریعے ولی کامل کو. تفسیر بیضاوی کے شاہر شہزادہ دیوبندی اس کی تشریح میں فرماتے ہیں وَقَلَ اَقْسْمَيْنِ غَيْبَ بِالْمَعْنِ الْمَذْكُورُ لَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَعْلَمُ الْقَسْمَ الثَّانِي مِنْهُ وَالْغَيْبُ الَّذِي أَخْصَصُ عِلْمًا إِنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَسُبْحَانَهُ وَهُوَ الْقَسْمُ الْأَوَّلُ. یعنی دونوں قسمیں غیب ہیں معنی مذکور کے اعتبار سے, مگر انسان کو غیب کی دوسری قسم کا علم ہو سکتا ہے, اور وہ غیب جس کے علم اللہ سبحان و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ خاص ہے وہ غیب کی پہلی قسم ہے. اس تفصیل سے علم غیب عطائی کا علم غیب کا قسم ہونا اور دلیل یعنی وحی و الہام سے حاصل ہونا نبی اور ولی کے لیے ثابت ہوا. اگر تفاصیل سے ثابت ہونے والی بات کو کوئی انکار کرے تو یہ محض تعصب ہوگا. اس کی کون فرماتے ہیں؟ شیخ زادہ علی جو ہیں تفسیر بیضاوی مکتب یوسفی دیوبند 89/1. تو یہ تفسیر بیضاوی ہے, اس کے بارے میں آپ لوگ جانتے ہوں گے کہ یہ بہت بڑی تفسیر ہے اور آخری درجے میں پڑھائی جاتی ہے درس نظامی کے. سو مائکس فری فار آل آف یو.
Assalamu alaikum, Al-Lazim is next, but may I remind the room that we are in the English section, we are not in some other language section, so if you want to quote something or in another language as stated by Imam Islam Ihsan earlier, then please do provide a translation to it. If you are quoting something, please do not speak in another language which most of the people in the room are unaware of. So thank you very much. So anyway, next on mic.
Lazim, the mic is yours. You know, pay attention, or if you don't take the mic in the next 5 seconds, I will remove your hand and the next person can go.
آپ لوگ کیا کر رہے ہیں, مناظرہ کر رہے ہیں یا
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. My dear brother, I don't know English, but in Urdu language I can ask something from the room people. یہ جو بحث آپ کا ہو رہا ہے اس میں کیا کوشچن یہ ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو اللہ کے نبی ہیں, کیا ان کو غائب کا علم جس طرح اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کو ہے اسی طرح ہے, یا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے غائب کا علم کسی اور کو بھی دے رکھا ہے؟ یہ دوسرا نقطہ ہے. تیسرا, کیا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی غائب کی باتیں,
sorry Lazim to dot you, you're making very valid points, but you're speaking in the Urdu language, this is an English room, and please keep it in English, people will get upset. I know you made very nice points and you've been very polite, and by the way, how can there be ilm al-ghaib for Allah? Nothing is hidden from Allah. I mean, this is just like that term doesn't fit with Allah, if you know what I mean. It just doesn't work. Because nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you know, it's a term that is used for creation. That's what you people have to understand, you know. And when you speak about, I'm an admin, so I can't speak anything, right? But I'm just listening. But I just want to make that one point, that there is nothing hidden from Allah. Whoever says that Allah has the knowledge of the ghaib, of course Allah has, but there's, you know, you, so therefore you can't compare. You cannot compare. But anyways, the mic is free. Ibn Abdul Wahhab, you will get the mic inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I've been to the room recently. I was wondering if someone could help me. As far as I know about Brelwis, is that their teacher was taught by the brother of Mirza. Brother, I've just got the mic, bro. Make it short. Basically, Mirza Ghulam's brother taught Ahmad Riza. Is this? Have you guys heard of this? That's number one. And number two, he had a mental issue.
All due respect, there's a long list of people. Come back, wait in the line and come back.
people stick to the topic of ilm al-ghayb, right? Do not shift to what's happening and what's not happening. Stick to ilm al-ghayb. The mic is free for Asif Ramzi.
Thank you, Amin, for giving me time. And sorry to say that you are allowing, you know, Brelvi brothers to bash. You know, they are bashing, actually. If they're reading from the book without any reference, it's called bashing. So my suggestion is, do not allow anyone to comment on this topic, because what I think, the munazra is underway, the debate is underway. See, Tanvi Harami, what does it mean? You know, see the text. They were 100%. What kind of texts are those? You want us to leave the room, Mr. Edmund? This is the last warning. All the Dibandi will leave the room.
Listen. The person who is posting this, he is posting someone who said this before, who was actually bounced. Who was actually bounced from the room. And since he has been back, he's not being saying this. So please do not post earlier comments, or else you will be dotted. Because he came, Hassan Raza, do not say anything bad. If you say anything bad, we will bounce you. And the person is posting earlier comments that he said. He has now been disciplined, and that is why he is